Hey, well, welcome to The Graham Show, Saturday, February the 6th. Good to have you here with me. Thought I'd do a quick video update. Today, Saturday morning. It is a cold day out there. Lots of snow out there, but a bright day. We're expecting some more snow tomorrow here in New England as well. So I'm looking forward to getting past this. Having enough snow for this season right now. What am I up to this weekend? Off to my office today. Do a bunch of things. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going to have a Sunday morning service, but a shorter one because, again, snow is coming and it's also Super Bowl. But I'm going to start a new series tomorrow and I'll do some videos on this as well. I'm going to speak about the ways of the King, the game of the royal way. I want to speak about the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God is completely upside down compared with the kingdom we live in. You know, it says in Acts 17, these who have turned the world upside down have come hither too. And I'm going to talk about the learning the ways of the King. There's a great verse I found in 1 Samuel 10. It says in verse 25, let me read this. It says, Samuel explained to the people the ways of royalty and then wrote them up in a book and presented them before the Lord. Isn't that great? Samuel explained to the people the ways of royalty. And then he wrote it in a book and laid it up before the people. And what I'm going to do in the next few weeks here in New England is I'll be going verse by verse through the Sermon on the Mount, because the Sermon on the Mount makes no sense whatsoever. It's amazing how often, even in the last few weeks, I've seen Christians on social media post things that seem... the logical, we get them, you know, the kind of comment that nobody's going to take my rights and we need to fight for our rights and all this. And yet when you look at Jesus, when you look at how Jesus told us to live, it's the complete opposite of, you know, how the ways of the King are. So I'm going to take people verse by verse through the Sermon on the Mount. It's radical. Come on, Jesus says, bless your enemies. I don't mean bless them so they'll repent and be like you. Bless them. If they steal your coat, he doesn't say drag them into court and sue them. He says give them a second coat. He says if they punch you in the face, turn the other cheek. And there is a radical kingdom living that I believe God wants the church to embrace. So more on that shortly. Good. What else is going on? Well, I am gearing up to get back on the road again in the month of March as well. Literally in, you know, from the month of March, I'm trying to think, I don't think I've done one. I've done a couple of events in Vermont, but basically from a year from March, I will have not done any itinerant ministry. Now most of that's out of my control. You know, churches closed here, lockdowns. I will not have traveled to Europe for a year in March, which is, the longest I've ever been in the US, and that's all good. But I just feel in the month of March, I'm going to begin booking meetings and traveling. So I'm looking at doing probably 1 to 2 events a week, you know, outside of the churches I'm leading here. So if you're interested in booking something, I don't know. I don't think at the moment I could travel to the UK, although the vaccination rates are getting higher there. Hopefully that will calm down there, but I'm going to be doing things here in the US and we're going to be gearing up to do evangelistic outreach mission events here in New England as well. So just watch this space. And if you're interested in booking an event, talk to me. I'm open to, you know, whatever the Lord will open and the Lord will lead. Good. Hey, let me just share one quick thought with you today. Have you ever thought how to learn? How do we learn? What's the process of learning? And I was thinking about this today that, you know, for years I learned to play the guitar when I was 13, 14. But like many people, because I see many people do the same thing, I would say most people who learn, especially on their own, learn badly, or we actually learn bad habits that we need then to relearn. It's a bit like having a bone that's set in place. You know, my son, fractured a bone a week or two back skiing, and you know, it's got a plaster on, and they put it into place so it will heal well. And I think at times we've learned, whether that's to play a guitar, you know, what most of us do in terms of playing a guitar, I have some in the corner here, is we'll play, and yet when we come to a difficult piece, we either kind of fudge it or we slow down to give ourselves more bandwidth to play that thing and then get faster. And here's my point. How do we learn correctly? Here's how we learn anything correctly. Number one, we slow it right down. We take it down to a tempo that we can actually do it well. You're better doing something at half the speed and doing it accurately and well. Number two, we bring in some outside parameter. You know, I would say to anybody playing a guitar, and that's true to myself here still to this day, have a metronome. Don't trust yourself. Yeah, but everybody tends to think their own timing is great until they play with other people and then they get a rude awakening. And the point is, bring it down really slow. Bring in some independent, outside of yourself, objective measure and metric of what's actually true. And then thirdly, practice and repeat and then bring it up to speed. And I was thinking about that just in terms of God's word today. We need to practice the word. That's really what a rabbi meant. That's really what a disciple means. We need to get away from this Western idea of a disciple is somebody who prays a prayer, joins a church, gives somebody to Jesus. A disciple is somebody who practices the ways of the King, who works the word. And, you know, if you go around Christianity, what you'll constantly hear is people saying, well, I tried that and it doesn't work. I tried tithing. I tried victory. I tried to believe God for healing. I tried this. And what we've got to do is practice. We've got to come back. We've got to slow it all down. Sometimes we'd be better activating, learning to get our faith working on one thing and practice and do that really, really well. Somebody, you know, somebody will come and say, Graham, I'm called to this great ministry. I'm going to do 1,000 things for God. Rock on, dude. Amen. I believe in you. But why not work your faith in one area? Why not learn to do something? Why not simplify it? Bring it right down. Rather than having 10 things that don't work, why not choose one that really does work? Why not then, you know, we need to let go of some of our thinking and come back to the thinking of the word. God says, your ways aren't my ways, your thoughts aren't my thoughts. But in the next verse, he says, they can be. I'm paraphrasing, but he literally says, so is my word that comes out of my mouth. It's like the rain that falls from heaven and it won't return to be void. So we need to grab a hold of God's word. And at times that means letting go of legalistic thinking, letting go of religious thinking, letting go of charismatic, prophetic, you know, cotton candy nonsense thinking, and actually coming back to the word of God. Just because you feel a goosebump in God's presence does not mean you're accurate or you're right. And we've got to actually come back to work the word. And what we should do is practice the word. We should be those who are practicing the word, who are, in French, the word to practice, which is répéter, to repeat. That's what it means. And we've got to practice the word. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you'll be my disciples indeed. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so often we're saying, God, I want to be free. And he says, continue in my word, you'll become a disciple, it will make you free. And we've got to practice the word of God. How do you do that on a Saturday in February? I don't know. Here's how I do it. I'm going to go to my church right now where I can get a bit of peace and, you know, walk the floor and proclaim the word. Tomorrow I'll be in my church with a building full of people preaching. But today I'll be in my church with an audience of one preaching. I'm preaching to myself. I don't mean practicing a sermon for tomorrow. I mean preaching to myself. My goal is not to fill up my head with facts today that I give out tomorrow. My goal rather is to fill up my heart with faith today that I just go and overflow. John Wesley used to say to young preachers, set yourself on fire and then go out in public and people will come and see you burn. So find that place of practicing the word today and you'll get good at it. And piece by piece, that one thing you've learned to do well becomes 2 and 3 and 5 and 10. And you become a tree that the birds of the air can come and find shelter under. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Do check out some of the links below. Again, I'd love to hear from you. And if you are anywhere in New England tomorrow, join us at Sturbridge. We're going to pray at 9. Main service at 10. For our friends in New England Fellowship, we'll be doing a Zoom call in the afternoon because of the snow. But happy Super Bowl weekend, guys. Love you, and hope to connect with you soon. Bye for now.